Podcast today's show at rte.ie/todaywithseanorourke.
No doubt Oliver Dunn is a popular man with our listeners. Elaine says the old-fashioned meat and two veg would be fine for most patients if it wasn't dried out and congealed. Another listener saying, Dunleary Hospital, I presume that's St. Michael's, amazing nutritious food, all from scratch. And just one more on this. The maternity hospitals in this country serve cornflakes to the women having babies. Porridge oats are well known for their benefits. It would cost a fraction of the cornflakes and would be much more nourishing and would provide slow-release energy. Paddy O'Gorman, good morning to
morning,
you again.
Sean, hi.
Now, when I was away last week, you were telling Keelan all about, was it Claire Morris and
that's
Mayo?
Right, that's
and,
right.
Another town beginning with the letter C. You're in Coot Hill in Cavan.
That's right. I mean, this question, is economic recovery spreading beyond, or is it where is it working, where is it not, the claims being made now. So I've just been getting the views of business people around the country. And Friday afternoon, arrived in Coot Hill in County Cavan, lashing down with rain all across the country. I walked the streets till I found what looked like a dog-friendly place I could walk into, you know, which is usually the hardware. And I was lucky that I met a very helpful man, Brian Hughes, who runs a hardware there, and he was pleased to meet me, and his customers were very, very pleased to meet me as well, which is very nice. And Brian was good enough to take time out to walk me about the town. He was that interested in what I was doing. So this report starts off in Brian Hughes Hardware in on a wet Friday afternoon in Coot Hill, County Cavan.
I'm here having keys put in Hughes's.
So, Ryan, where are you taking me now?
Just down to a place called the E&M Stores. It's a local, long-established drapery. I'm going to introduce you to Michael McCary, who's both a chamber member of Coot Hill Chamber, and he's also a prominent member of Coot Hill Development Association.
It's a men's outfitters.
Oh, we have the same floor space above allocated to ladies' wear. We started here in 1969 and we're still here. And you do have a personal service in the, you know, the staff know the customers. There's a very good customer staff relationship, and business is good. There is a recovery, there's no doubt. I think, like every other business, we would have suffered too during the recession. But there's confidence around now among both the consumer, amongst the consumer and amongst the business people themselves. And hopefully the business will continue for another generation.
As we look at the street here, how do you think it compares to other townscapes? There's a certain amount of shops closed up, others are open. What would you think?
There was a good few shops closed in around 11 and 12 and even 13, but now, in the last couple of months alone, there's been a number of new businesses have opened up in the town.
We're on the corner into Bridge Street here, yeah?
We're going into Bridge Street, yes.
Oh, sorry.
And we're going here, first of all, hello Michelle, how are you?
I'm good.
This other girl here is another new business. She's waving out. Sonata, how are you doing?
Your name is, please, Sonata.
Sonata, yes.
And where are you from, please, Sonata?
From Lithuania.
And how long have you been here in Coot Hill running this business?
About 7 years.
But you've just opened up this shop recently, is it?
From 1st of November, me and Osha together. So yeah, beauticians and hairdressing. When I came to Ireland, I used to work on the farm 3 years because I didn't speak in English.
Farm work you were working at?
Just collect eggs, like usual, everybody. I was in my country, beautician as well.
Are you optimistic, pessimistic?
Oh, yes, I'm very optimistic. Yeah, I have loads of friends in Coot Hill. Everybody nice. Nice people. Friendly people.
Bring you to a third generation across businessman here across the road, Niall O'Leary, who has an off-license delicatessen home bakery.
Small family business. Mm-hmm. It's been going from 1930. Mm-hmm. It's diversified over the years. It's now small amount of grocery, mainly home bakery, deli, make all our own jams, chutneys, salads, bakery products, selection of breads, cakes, buns.
Drinking habits?
Well, I mean, when it comes to drinking, I mean, supermarkets, I think, have nobbled the whole market. I mean, the off-license concept is not really an off-license, it's an off-license in a supermarket.
Yeah.
And it has definitely changed the whole, you know, drinking patterns. Like, people are pushing a trolley around, they're just going to put in a bottle or whatever of wine.
So why should they come here to you when they're in the supermarket?
Well, the beauty of in here is, like, just like what you're doing to me right now, we're talking face to face and hopefully I can sell you the product.
So, Paddy, as Niall O'Leary puts it there, the aim of business people like himself and others is that the personal service a customer gets will continue to attract customers and footfall, as they say, into local long-established shops.
Because it is interesting to go in and talk to Niall O'Leary there about the delicatessen work he's doing, they're doing over the generations, you know, the wines that they've got in and so on. And that was a consistent thing. There was Conor McChrystal, the pharmacist, said the same to me, a family pharmacy is very, very good. And it's worth noting, I think a lot of people driving through Coot Hill over the last few years will have seen that derelict building on the corner of Market Street, or Bridge Street rather, and the Main Street. That is now being taken over by McChrystal's. So obviously he's expanding and doing
signs,
well there.
Signs of activity and a bit of an upturn there. Right. Plenty of lakes, as we know, in Cavan. Fishing always going to be an attraction. I don't know if it's going on much at this time of the year.
I don't know. Those fishermen, they're very hardy fellows, but I don't think it's really the season for
it. The odd pike out there still to be got. Yes. I don't know if that's in season or not. I couldn't tell you.
I was actually talking Saturday night to fellows at the Liffey, told me they were fishing for pike.
Salmon not until the 1st of January, yes. I think, from now.
But I think heritage, really, like we're always going to have the lakes, we're always going to have fishing, no matter what kind of manufacturing industries are up and down. So Brian brought me in there into CJ Fay's fishing tackle shop.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? And say hello to the dog as well.
Me and the dog.
He's CJ Fay is his name.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's a long established trader in Coot Hill. So he is.
CJ, we're surrounded here by fishing tackle and bait. And
yeah, ground bait, different types of ground bait. You have ground bait for roach and ground bait for bream and ground bait for tench. I opened it here 18 years ago. At that time there was a lot of English fishermen coming to Coot Hill, and we have 25 lakes and two rivers, the Anna Lee and the Drummore River.
Think back 50 years, was there as many fishermen coming here?
No, they started in the late 70s and 80s, right. They're still coming. Because when they came here, they were made welcome. And they'd say to you, a fella done saluted me today. I said, well, why is that, he says. Well, I said, he recognised you, that you're a visitor to Coot Hill. And right. Say, that is our culture. Right. And the people say, stop you on the street and ask you what part of England you came from. And where you were fishing and where you were staying. They want to know all about them, like, right. You know. And some of those people are still coming. Yeah. They came as youngsters and they're still coming to Coot Hill.
Paddy, it sounds like a nice, welcoming kind of a place. I suppose you inevitably went into a pub. As we know, pubs have closed in virtually every Irish town. So is Coot Hill any different?
No, it's as you say, every Irish town. It was a Friday evening after work, though, and I still like the atmosphere of a pub Friday evening after work. This was in Darren Bannon's pub. Now, there's people in there, as I say, enjoying a pint, adults in after their week's work. But first of all, I spoke with the publican, Darren Bannon.
Well, they're slightly busier when there is a recession, all right. We feel that people tend to take a few drinks more when they haven't as much money, but when they have money, they tend to spend it on more things, holidays and stuff like that. So,
most Irish towns have lost quite a few pubs. Would Coot Hill be the same in the last few years?
You know? It's down to about 8 now. At one stage, there could have been 22 here at one stage.
You're running an off-licence as well?
Gone down big time.
Are they? Yeah. Why is that?
Supermarkets, under-cost selling.
Is the pub as big a part of Irish culture as it ever was?
I think it's starting to come back a wee bit.
I'd rather come out for a drink than drink at home. I like to come out after working all week and an adult company and just mix with the locals. I personally don't like drinking at home. I come out and I socialise with my friends at the weekend, and I come out maybe around 3-4 o'clock in the evening, even on a Saturday or a Sunday, to watch the rugby football, and I head off home then around 7:30.
You've been working all week, so this is your...
Oh, yeah.
Thing. How's things going for you? Are you...
Very good. Long may it last.
May I know what it is you work at?
I work in childcare.
You still enjoy a pint out and about rather than drinking at home, yeah?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't get any pleasure of drinking at home at all. I just in for the company here, all the latest news and scandal.
Scandal. Good enough, Paddy. You mentioned at the start, by the way, when you started talking about Coot Hill, you were looking initially for a dog-friendly premises.
Yes. Well, obviously, you could walk into yeah. CJ Fay's fishing tackle shop, just full of maggots or whatever it is, bait and all. But I wouldn't go into the delicatessen.
You
know,
the reason I ask you, you mightn't realise this, Paddy, but I think you might have something in common with Leon Panetta, the former director of the CIA from whom we heard earlier, because in his book there's a wonderful picture of him with his dog. He brought the dog to work from time to time office of the director of the CIA. The dog's name was Bravo, and according to Panetta, great dog to keep a secret, you know.
Right.
And I was thinking, your dog is called Snoop.
That's right, yeah.
So perhaps he could get a job with the CIA with a name like that.
He's lying just outside in the control room there, resting, listening to my voice at the moment.
They have their virtues. Paddy, thank you very much indeed for that report. We'll be talking about the little black dress diet and other myths after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.